Mount Cork has been shed, in the mint shed, and we are here just a group of people that come here every day just to pass away the time.
And what do you get up to?
Just making stuff, board boxes, back boxes, chairs, seats, fixing stuff, everything. Dog boxes, everything really. Anybody brings in things, we fix them, if we can.
Mm-hmm. And how many years are you here?
I'm here nine years now.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to truly mint it?
Because I heard about it and I said I knew it would be good. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to come, like, pass away the time.
And did you have any experience of making anything like this before?
No, I just learned it off people here, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I picked it up as I went along.
I know before when I used to try and do a few bits at home, it was known as fretwork. Okay. Was there a bit of that at the start?
There was everything and anything and anything. Mm-hmm. Just, you get used to it after a while, like. Mm-hmm. Do you mean then, there now, he didn't do much with woodwork, now he's just as good as anybody else in here. Uh-huh. Well, you're not bad then, no, if you're honest.
He's just
Dan, how long are you here?
2 years now, in next October I'll be here. 2 years next October.
And why did you decide to come here?
When I had the shop, John Dunne was coming to me, and I was talking to John about John. I knew John had retired, and he told me he was going to the mint shed a couple of days a week, you know. And it was in my head, and then I kind of forgot about it completely until it took me a couple of years when I retired. Then I came up here one day, and when I came in, sure, I knew most of the lads. I knew when I saw him, I said, "Geez, he's here." And next thing I got to the farm, I went, it took me 3 or 4 weeks to come back again. You know, to get the courage to come back into, because I could do nothing. I could do nothing. Like, I was butchering all my life. Mm-hmm. Butchering for 57 years now, I was butchering. Mm-hmm. I mean, my saying is that if I put an ale into sand, I'd have to pick it up and straighten it and put it back in again. But working with Tony there now, and I'm learning things, and, you know, learning things day by day, learning. We made the seats there, we made the benches and the tables, and we cut the kindling and mm-hmm. break the pellets and have the crack and have the laugh. And some days we come in and we could sit down the table here at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we might get up at 11:30, 12 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then we look at the clocks and we say, it's time to go home, lads. You know, like, that's the, there's no pressure, no nothing.
How do you feel since you came here?
Great. Get out, the wife is delighted as well. I leave the house every morning around 9:15, and I come up here, and I'm here until about 1:15, 1 o'clock, and go home 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. and have a bite to eat maybe, and then go out in the garden and do a few things around the garden, then go in, have a shower, and then go for my walk and have my dinner at 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. Perfect day. Mm-hmm. No need to be getting, like, what I mean is that for people sitting inside at home when they retire, like,
it's
what it's like is like I'm not a television man. I like sports, but I wouldn't sit down watching films or watching this or watching that. You know,
you like to be on the go.
Yeah, like to be on the go. You know, as my wife says, steady down, cool down, take it easy. You know, but like not most than getting up in the morning, 9 o'clock, and you have a cup of tea, get the paper, come home, sit down, have a cup of tea, looking out the window, look at the clock, 10 o'clock, look at the clock, 10. Half past 10, you know, things like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Mm-hmm. And you retired just before lockdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just retired just before lockdown. I retired on the 16th of March, I closed my shop.
Okay.
I put the last key in the door and I went off. And it took me 6 months to try and get back up here then, maybe, you know. But I took it easy for a while.
Yeah.
And I came up in October and I never looked back since.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Love it here. Love it. Love it. The lads are great, every one of them. Carol, Tony, Mike, and John. John is out, and Tony is out, and Dennis is out at the moment.
There's a lot more as well come up.
There's a lot more come up,
since
yeah.
the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not coming up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on average, how many people would have been here? So?
Oh, there could be up to 15 or 16 inside here.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you mean, we were full time that time. Yeah. We're only doing the half days now, for a while anyway, until we get the crowds start coming back in, do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. And is there another demand for what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, we do pies, the kindling, mm-hmm. do you mean? That's the main source of income, trying to the kindling. There's €2 a bag up here, like, it's really cheap, like, uh-huh. and people can come up and collect them, do you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and we'd like to, we have to make a buddy bench for for after school, and we'd like to thank, we got the wood donated, mm-hmm. by Biles of Tralee. And I just want to thank them for giving us the wood to make the bench, to donate it to the school.
You're obviously saying that the price of wood is gone up at the moment.
Yeah,
before now
you could make a bench there for, we'll say, less than €100, you know. This is the decking wood now, the treated wood. Now it's costing nearly £150 to make, because the wood has gone so dear, you know, it's gone so expensive, very expensive.
And that's obviously impacting all of you, like, to do any projects.
Yeah, yeah. People don't realise it when they come in and they say they want this and they want that. I'm going to say priced in. They're looking at you, you know what I mean? But it's the same everywhere you go.
And, like, when I came in, you were making something that fell apart.
Well, the bench, for repair, yeah. We're trying to put it together.
So that's the kind of thing that you do, though, that, like, someone could come in here now and say, look, I just want to fix this, and you just hands on deck.
If we can do it, yeah. Yeah, all hands on deck, yeah, we'll do it, yeah. Put handles and shovels, handles and picks, handles and anything at all, you know, just bring them into us. And
yeah, it's great. Keeps you out of trouble, I suppose.
No, you said it. No, you said it.
Eugene, I might just go up to yourself there.
Yeah.
You come here, do you come many days a week?
I come here a lot, because I like coming here, because you can talk to the boys here in Main Shed, and you can have the company, and you can have the laugh, and I watch what they're doing, and I help them out sometimes, outdoors, and if they want me to help them, I don't mind doing it, because I like coming here, because it's good for me, and it takes me out of places, and I love coming here, because they're good fellas to work, to be here with, and good company, and it says you can come up here anytime you want to, and I love it here.
How long have you been coming here?
5 years.
5 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we used to have a group, there used to be other groups coming up here before from St. John of God's, from a different group called Damick Street, but they can't, because of what Tony said, that because of the COVID kind of upsetting things and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I love coming up here.
Mm-hmm. And did you miss it when COVID happened?
I did, because I was cracking up being at home, and I was kind of upset, and I felt that I was kind of bored, like I was only watching TV all day, and that wasn't good for my mental health at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you come up here, did I hear that you start singing songs?
I do. I love singing.
Will you sing us a song?
Okay. When I am down, my soul so weary. When troubles come, my heart like burdens me. When I am still, I'm waiting in the silent until you come. Sit well while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to more than stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more that I can be.
Are you the supervisor, Mikey?
I am, yeah. I tell him what to do.
He comes down checking. The things they don't, he can hear the stick, he comes down.
Sees it done right,
yeah.
And what do you make? Are the lads doing good?
Fear.
But there's lovely things made here. There's lovely things made. You see the table and chairs outside now?
I see that, yeah.
They're nice, aren't they?
And where are you hoping to bring that to?
There's a lady in the buffer. She was coming and looking at them now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Brilliant.
You'd have to make them turn. I don't know, because they put the price of timber, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just make them there anymore, it costs too much.
And do you make anything for yourselves then to bring home? Or?
Well, you could if you want to.
Yeah.
Once you do something for the sheds, you know, you can make anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And what's the most popular thing to make?
Oh, it's benches, I suppose. Dog boxes.
Yeah.
They're made for the dog boxes.
Oh, yeah.
The fine value, the dog boxes, like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're popular, you see.
Bug boxes.
Because it's a hobby for most of you.
It's a hobby. That's how it is. That's how it is, a hobby. That's only a hobby.
Yeah. Lovely. It's always lovely to use your hobby as craft like that as well. Coming from three, was it three farmer butchers?
Yeah.
Wherever that came from.
And all the wood butchers.
But there's some honest, if we came in here, if we came in here, but then just hit it, and like there could be 10 of us around here. And some fella say something, a lie, maybe, could be a pack of lies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other fella have a better man, and then some other fella, you know, like what I mean is that we often sit down at 10 o'clock, Christmas, and we could be half 11, quarter to 12, because, and it's not too while going out now, so we might as well.
Pack it up,
But there's no pressure.
Yeah,
no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You can come when
someone comes in.
You can come in here, you want, you can go away when you want to.
There's no clocking there.
No,
you come in at 9.
We've had enough of that all our life, we've had 50 years of it.
And if somebody comes in looking for the bench, we'll say, and if I call next week to be ready, we'll say, look, it'll be ready when she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure.
Yeah.
But we're not here for the. We're not here for putting ourselves under pressure at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're just here for the. It could take a month, it could take 6 weeks.
Yeah.
No,
and gosh. Let's say if someone wants to actually get involved in here and you know, kind of join with you, how did you do that?
Just come up.
Is there a phone number they can contact?
71 20 74 6.
So 71 20 74 6.
That's it.
Perfect. Do you have any final words?
We have the national anthem now.
I think without this place, I think we would have, if there was no main shed, I think people would, we would have cracked up, I said, and there would have been no, like without this place, the place wouldn't have been the same.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get me?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He loves coming up here.
I love coming up here, because we have the chat, because without this, we wouldn't be the same.